This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
From the sheriff's office perspective, what has been some of the issues deputies have encountered with e-bikes?
Well, this is a situation that the Erie County Sheriff's Office and specifically our community engagement team has been in very close communication with Clarence Town officials, including Supervisor Casilio, regarding really going back to the beginning of summer when we first became aware by residents in neighborhoods around Clarence that this was an issue that they were concerned about. We sent deputies out to the bike paths. We sent deputies out to the neighborhoods surrounding the bike paths and indeed noticed that as a result of the operation of some of these e-bikes and electric scooters, there were some unsafe situations with the speed at which these devices were going, instances where operators may not have been wearing helmets, things along those lines. So we've worked with the town of Clarence to really get the word out over the past few months of the rules and regulations regarding these devices. With respect to e-bikes, we've done everything we can to make parents aware that their children need to be 16 years old or older to operate them. We've made people aware that you can't operate e-bikes on streets with a posted speed limit beyond 30 miles per hour, so it would have to be 30 miles per hour and below. And of course, we've gotten the word out that if you are operating one of these micro-mobility devices, it is highly recommended that you wear a helmet.
What have been some of the big concerns, some of the big issues that deputies have had regarding e-bike safety? What violations have they been seeing?
Well, quite frankly, Tom, a lot of the concern that we've noticed is related to knowledge of what the rules and regulations are. We've really been mostly trying to educate operators and parents about what the rules regarding these devices are, and we found that in a lot of cases, they just might not have been aware. So we're doing everything we can and have been working with the town to do everything we can to just make them aware of what those rules are. It's really been more of an educational thing as opposed to an enforcement thing.
What's the one thing Erie County Sheriff's deputies would like to do to see to make roads safer for both e-bikes and cars alike?
Wear a helmet, operate these devices where you legally are able to, and be respectful and mindful of other traffic, whether it be vehicular traffic or pedestrian traffic.